Welcome. This is the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are covering the article, How Much Do Real Estate Agents Earn in Australia?
And if you're expecting a single clean number, the article has bad news for you.
Deliberately bad news. It opens by saying anyone who gives you a single confident figure is guessing. Real estate income is one of the most variable in the country. That is not a dodge. That is just how the job works.
Because most of the pay is tied to results, not to hours.
Exactly right. Most agents earn a base wage plus commission. The base gives you a steady floor. The commission is the bigger lever, and it's paid as a share of the sales or rentals you bring in.
And some agencies flip the balance. Higher base, lower commission, or lower base, higher commission. Some experienced agents go commission only for the larger upside.
Which means two agents in the same office can earn very different amounts in the same year. One lists and sells more, one works a busier patch, one simply puts in the hours when the market is moving.
So what are the actual factors that move the dial?
The article lays them out. State and market first. Property values, transaction volumes and commission norms differ across NSW, QLD, Vic and the ACT, and even between suburbs.
So an agent in inner Sydney and an agent in regional Queensland are not really in the same conversation when it comes to income.
Not even close. Then there is experience and reputation. A known agent with repeat clients and referrals has a fuller pipeline than someone in their first year. That one just takes time.
And what about effort? The article seems pretty direct about that.
Very direct. It says prospecting, follow-up and time on the phone translate fairly directly into listings, and listings translate into income. There is not much mystery in that chain.
Which is useful to hear before you start, because some people imagine it's more passive than it actually is.
Right. And the market timing piece matters too. A hot market lifts everyone. A quiet one tests everyone. That's why the article steers clear of a fixed salary number. The range is wide, and where you land is mostly within your control.
Okay, let's talk about the license ladder, because this is where career planning gets concrete.
This is the part I think a lot of people skip over. Your qualification level sets the legal boundary on what you're allowed to do, and that boundary tracks closely with what you can earn.
So walk us through the levels.
At the entry level, you work as an assistant agent or salesperson under a licensed agent. You support listings, open homes, buyer inquiries. You're learning the trade. The income reflects that. A role that's still building.
It's a start, not a ceiling.
Exactly. The next step is a full agent license. Now you can list and sell in your own right, take on your own clients, earn the commission that comes with it. The article says this is the step where income starts to climb for most people.
And above that is the principal or licensee in charge.
That's the qualification that lets you run an office, supervise other agents, and share in the profit of an agency. Highest earning potential on the ladder, and also the most responsibility.
Are there ways to lift the ceiling beyond just climbing that core ladder?
Yes, and the article gives three worth knowing. Auctioneering is its own accredited skill, and a strong auctioneer is genuinely valuable to any office. Rural and stock and station covers larger rural transactions and needs extra training. Commercial property tends to involve bigger deals than standard residential.
None of those are quick wins, though.
The article is clear about that. None of them are shortcuts, but each adds a string to your bow that can raise what you earn over time.
I want to pull out one thing the article says about income security, because I think it's the most honest part of the whole piece.
Go on.
It says the agents who do best keep a steady pipeline, plan for the quieter stretches, and treat prospecting as a daily habit rather than a panic when listings dry up. It does not promise fast riches.
And it says plenty of agents build a very good living, and they do it by turning up and doing the work. No hype, just a clear-eyed picture of how the job actually functions month to month.
Which is what you want before you commit to a career change.
Absolutely. So if you're weighing up where to start, the one move is this: get the entry qualification for your state. That's what lets you work under a licensed agent, start learning on the job, and open the ladder from there.
And the article makes the point that whether you're fresh to the workforce or making a change later in life, the same path applies.
The full article goes into the license upgrade route, the specialist paths, and what to expect at each stage. It's on the Archer Institute website and well worth a read before you decide anything.
And if you want to talk to someone, Archer Institute delivers nationally recognised real estate qualifications online and self-paced across NSW, QLD, Vic and the ACT, with a real Australian-based support team from enrolment right through to completion.
You can call them on 1800 069 273. Thanks for being with us.